Okay. Can you please introduce yourself for our listeners? Name, age, occupation, anything you'd like to share with us?
Susan Bitsberger, 48 years old, claims manager. I have two kids, 15 and 20. One boy, one girl.
All right. To what extent are you familiar with bookstores?
I'm very familiar with bookstores. I grew up going to bookstores, grew up reading. I still go to bookstores.
Would you say that you have a favorite bookstore?
I do have a favorite bookstore. I like the Barnes & Noble. That's located near my house. Near my work, I'm sorry.
Can you describe the location surrounding the bookstore?
The bookstore's in an area where there's a lot of office parks, office businesses. There's a fairly large mall with anchor stores like Lord & Taylor and Boscov's and Macy's. The bookstore, Barnes & Noble's, is located in a pretty large strip mall area.
What city is it in?
Morristown, New Jersey.
Morristown, okay. Can you describe the inside of the bookstore? Did it only sell books? Was there a cafe, anything of that nature?
The inside of the bookstore, it's a pretty big Barnes & Noble's, actually. In the center of the store, there's a cafe. I think it's a Starbucks. But there's a pretty large cafe where you can go in and you can order food, just like some sandwiches or desserts and different coffees and iced tea. And you can, there's areas where you can set up your laptop and sit there and work, or you can just, you know, look at books and read while you're eating. And but it's a pretty big area.
Would you say that there was a diverse customer population there?
And that bookstore there is, because there's a lot of people. I'm usually there at lunchtime, so there's a lot of people, I think, that are going in, using their lunch hour to just to eat and relax and read, or, you know, go on their either laptops or read a book or read their Nooks, I think is what Barnes & Noble has. Then there's also a lot of, I think, women that are home during the day that are in there with their kids, because the kids section always seems to be real busy. And I think there's like story time or story hours that go on during that time period as well. And then there's some college students, because there's a local county college that's fairly close. So I think they may be in there in between classes as well.
How often would you say you went there or you go there?
Probably twice a month.
Twice a month?
Mm-hmm.
Did you go more frequently in the past?
I did. I did use to go more frequently in the past. I think when my kids were younger, because I had to, they always needed some book for school or reading. And I think when the kids are younger, they like books that, you know, they can hold in their hand versus looking at the internet. And they used to read a lot of like the series books and stuff like that. So I would spend more time actually in the bookstore when they were younger, getting things for them as opposed to myself.
Okay. During your many visits to this bookstore, did you notice any frequent repeat customers such as yourself?
Not really, but I think what I noticed, again, is a lot of the, I think the moms, and it could be because it's in the middle of the day, and actually some of the, I guess, maybe older retired folks as well, they usually seem to be in there looking through the books and spending a lot of time in the bookstore.
Why did you ever decide to go to this particular bookstore, and what kept you coming back to it? Was it the location, the atmosphere of the store? What made it different from other bookstores that you had visited in the past?
I like it because it's one of the bigger bookstores, and it, again, it's probably 5 minutes from my office, so I can actually go and I can spend just about my entire lunch hour in there, you know, looking around at stuff that I like and looking at, you know, different books that are on sale and getting, you know, a cup of coffee and just kind of unwinding for that hour. So it's pretty close. And again, it's also good if one of the kids, you know, needs something, that I can run there and get it. And it's just real convenient.
Okay. What was your favorite thing to do at the bookstore? Did you have a favorite section, favorite genre of books?
My favorite section, I like a lot of the self-help type books and, a lot of the historical romance books as well. So those are probably the two sections I'm in the most at this point, because now I don't need to really look into the children's books anymore.
Okay, so you still continue to go today?
I do. And again, probably twice a month, maybe, you know, at times maybe more, because if there's, you know, some different specials going on or something, I'll go over there. And it's a good place too during the holiday season to get gifts for different people, especially again for the younger kids. The older kids not so much anymore, because they don't tend to read books. They read everything online using either iPads or Kindles or Nooks.
Do you think your Kindle and other electronic devices give you the same reading pleasure that reading a physical book does?
I think most of the time it does. Outside, I think it's more difficult, because a lot of the electronic devices are harder to read. So I think when I like sit on the beach, I'd rather have a physical book in my hand, because then I don't have to worry about actually it getting damaged. And it is easier to see and to read when you're outside, even though there are devices that are good, like the Paperwhite that you can read outside. Most of them have such a glare, and then you're always having to worry about, you know, them getting damaged or getting sand in them or something spilled on them. So I think when you're outside, sometimes it's better to have, you know, the physical hard copy of a book or a magazine in your hand.
Okay. Do you think your favorite bookstore has changed drastically over the years? Have there been more bookstores open near that one, or have some closed down?
There's been a few that have closed down. I think Borders was one of the other bigger line of bookstores that was also in the area of my office and on my way home from work that I would be able to stop in. Borders was smaller than Barnes & Noble, and pretty much the one that I went to just had books for the most part. I don't recall them having a cafe section. I think the Barnes & Noble is bigger now. Again, a lot of it is geared towards the electronic reading. Again, I think it's the Nook and different gifts, along with, obviously, you know, books. And they also have a music section as well, where you can buy music in there. So I think they've expanded, I guess, to try to keep people interested in, you know, hard copy books, but also trying to appeal to the folks that like more electronic devices for reading.
What do you think the bookstores in the future will look like? Similar or more electronic based?
I think they're going to be more electronic based for the most part. I think you're always going to have the hard copy readers, particularly, you know, like the baby boomers or the older generations that don't like electronics, aren't well versed in them. They're always going to want to see and be able to pick up a hard copy and read it and buy it and, you know, kind of bring it with them wherever they go. But I think for the most part, it's going to become much more electronic. I'm not sure how they're going to get people physically into a store where they can just log on online to do it, but I think it's just going to depend on generations at the time. And I think my era, we spent more times in bookstores and libraries because we didn't have internet. You know, when I was in college or high school, you had to go and check out physical books and use those to do your reports and stuff. But in the future, you know, even now, you know, no one really needs to actually have a physical book in their hand, because they can just sign on to some device and get what they need.
All right. Do you think that the newer generations lack certain skills or interests involving a bookstore that older generations have?
Absolutely. I think the newer generations probably don't know how to navigate their way around a bookstore. They probably don't know what sections to even look at. If I say like historical romance, they're probably unfamiliar with who the writers even are for that genre of book, and they would probably have to Google it before they'd be able to find it. And I think they would likely probably just go to the help desk and just ask someone, because that's kind of just the way things have become, where they don't need to be as self-sufficient, I think, as prior generations, because they're just used to everything being at their fingertips, so they haven't been made and are really forced to learn how to do things for themselves and how to find things. And you know, there's very few that anymore have any types of favorite authors or books or any real interest in that, because they're so attached to electronics 24/7.
Do you think that will only become worse, or do you think it'll stay about the same in the future?
I think it'll probably become worse, I think, as my generation gets older, as baby boomers do, and we're kind of phased out, I think, anyone going forward, I think it's about technology. Whether it's, you know, right, wrong, or indifferent, I think our kids and future generations will be forced to navigate pretty much everything they do through the internet, through electronic devices, and there's going to be a lot less manual type of reference going forward for the next generations.
Okay, so back to your favorite bookstore. Would you like to share any memories of this bookstore that have stuck with you today?
Memories of this bookstore? I just think I liked it. I liked it. My favorite memories were when the kids were younger, because I used to be able to go in and buy them the next book in the series, whether it's the Limity Snicket or whatever that was called, and you know, different ones like that that they actually looked forward to reading. And again, it's before the most part they realized they could go online and probably get it. They didn't know how. So I think those were more my my favorite times, when I could actually go buy them books. So they look forward to getting the next one and reading the next one.
Okay, last question. What role do you think bookstores play in history?
I don't know, really. I think that, I guess the role is more probably for someone like me, because I hate to keep saying this, we just spent more time in bookstores. I came from a family of readers, so, you know, both my parents read, so I picked that up as well. So we spent time in bookstores and libraries, and you know, I always told my kids I would love to work in a bookstore and just be able to look through different books all day long. I kind of I enjoy it, but so I think historically, I think it, you know, bookstores are for people probably like me who really just really like to read, and can go in there and get lost and, you know, spend their lunch hour, spend a couple hours in a bookstore and, you know, talk to the people that work there and look for different, you know, different new authors and topics to read about and learn about.
So you would definitely say that bookstores were more important in the past than they are today?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome.